A few times I've met patients in the hospital that have had, you could say, a terrible skin disease. It's very obvious, it's very debilitating and probably embarrassing to these patients who are suffering greatly to be disfigured and to have, you could say, their skin burning at times. But we do have an intercessor in heaven who we can ask for help to pray for us. And his name is Saint Anthony. Saint Anthony of Egypt was a great hermit, one of the most famous hermits, I think, who was born about 251 AD and died nearly over 100 years later. The Catholic Church was spreading rapidly during this time in Egypt and different areas, even though the pagan nations didn't recognize this religion. There was some persecution going on. But eventually, St. Anthony would see Constantine make the Catholicism the official religion of the Holy Roman Empire. St. Anthony was a great spiritual father of monastic communities, and much of what we know of monastic communities, such as maybe the Benedictines, and even also mendicant orders like the Dominicans and Franciscans, gained much from his life, living in solitude and prayer, and offering penances for his soul and for those he lived nearby. He had an important step in his early life, the death of both of his parents, and also the inheritance from his parents. It's a sad time when parents pass away, especially both of them at nearly the same time, and then also to receive a great inheritance. They were very wealthy, and he had to take care of his younger sister. One day at Mass, he had a call from God, and in church, he heard Christ, you could say, speak to him in these words from the Gospel of Matthew. If you wish to be perfect, go, sell your possessions and give money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. These words were life-changing, and he spoke to multiple people saying that it felt as if Christ was speaking to him directly. And so this holy man, he gave all his possessions to the poor. I think there was two times where he did this. He gave most of it away, and then he realized he had to give the rest. It was all or nothing. And he helped his sister. I think he gave his sister to the care of some nuns or some sisters, a religious community, to protect her and to help her to grow. And so Saint Anthony fled as a hermit to the Egyptian desert. He goes through different phases through his life where there's, you could say, dark nights, where I think he lived in a tomb within a mountain for maybe over 10 years. And he was so rigorous in his penances and fasted so much that I think he got very ill, that he had to be carried out and tended by his friends. After that, he found seclusion in an old fort, and his friends threw bread over the walls so that he would survive. And eventually, people came to him for advice, for help. And then also, he started to heal people. God gave him a special grace to heal people, even people with terrible skin diseases. In antiquity, you didn't exactly take a shower every day, and you didn't change your clothes every day either. And so skin diseases were very common, and there was no cure. There were no antibiotics until the 20th century. And so he became known as this great spiritual father and a healer in the community. What we know from him is that he had many temptations by the devil. He fought the devil and other demons, but through prayer and penances, he persevered. By God's grace, he persevered. And slowly, these hermit communities began to blossom. They took him as a spiritual father, and he helped to grow these different various communities throughout the Egyptian desert. and other fathers like St. Pachomius, and then also St. Benedict, sort of stood on his shoulders to build these monastic communities. And so we know that there are many diseases that afflict us. One in particular is skin diseases. If you've ever had some type of issue with skin disease or even any disease, Saint Anthony of Egypt is your man. Call on him for help. Ask for his intercession. I know that in the hospitals, many people pray to Padre Pio because he had many great graces, the stigmata, and had caused many healings, especially in Italy. But this doesn't mean we should just rely on Padre Pio from this past century, but also from these great saints from the second and third centuries too. And so may we ask for St. Anthony's help and to pray for him for us in heaven.